Headline: Ripple co-founder explains why most banks don't use XRP. Published at 6:17 p.m., July 31, 2025. When a complaint from an XRP token holder gained over 500,000 impressions on X, Ripple co-founder David Schwartz was forced to explain why Ripple's blockchain, despite over 300 bank partnerships built over 13 years, doesn't process billions of dollars worth of daily on-chain volume. Schwartz launched the XRP ledger with Arthur Brito on June 2, 2012. Unlike Bitcoin, whose founder Satoshi Nakamoto intended to disintermediate banks, Ripple has remained focused on banks for years. On social media, XRP communities track and celebrate bank integrations and how the XRP ledger can facilitate settlements between trusted intermediaries. Not only that, Ripple has issued hundreds of press statements about banking integrations, and Schwartz appeared to agree with an estimate that the company has established at least 300 banking partnerships, which is why it's odd that so few banks actually transact on the XRP ledger. In his X posts, Schwartz explained that financial institutions prefer to use digital assets off-blockchain. Due to their enormous compliance, accounting, and regulatory requirements, relinquishing control of transaction settlement and pricing to the control of anonymous validators across the internet is a tough sell. Ever hopeful, however, Schwartz thinks, "We're close to changing that, because institutions are starting to see the benefits of moving on-chain." Nonetheless, he agrees that banking onboarding has been very slow. Read more: How XRP Lost Its First 32,569 Ledgers, and Why It Matters. Even Ripple can't use the XRPL DEX. Schwartz even admitted that Ripple itself can't use the XRPL DEX for payments yet. In particular, Schwartz confessed that a decentralized exchange using the XRP ledger cannot guarantee compliance with OFAC sanctions. "We can't be sure a terrorist won't provide the liquidity for payment," Kadiki Schwartz explained. "These answers will be disappointing for members of the XRP army on social media, who have marketed the XRP ledger for years as the most bank-friendly blockchain in the world. This recording is AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.